This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, welcome in, Dom time. So, leading story today, 38% State Farm has been given approval to raise their rates as a percentage in California. 38%. Now, you know, I'm sure they've taken a pretty good hit given what went on there. But does that seem legit? Well, let's look at what the threat is. The first threat you would see in California is what we saw play out, what can happen. But then you have to take into account they vote for dopes like the mayor of Los Angeles. So there is a get what you deserve part to it. You have to factor that in. You have to give the insurance company some leeway. If you have progressives involved, then you're going to have more difficulty when you do have a major disaster. They're going to cause it. But 38% raising that on the backs of this does seem to me to be, I think Delaware is one of the lowest insurance rates by law. Hawaii is low, which surprised me. California is right up there at the top. And again, 38% they've raised it in the wake of what we've seen. I got to say, and most people give credit to the Trump administration for going in the federal government part of this, removing as much red tape as they can and trying to get people building and back in their homes. But 38%. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. Here is Rashida Tlaib breaking down on the floor of the House about, once again, Gaza, the children, things related to that. And Tlaib, of course, is an all-time anti-Semite and hater. And the mob around Gaza, even, I'm not sure which one I interviewed. They had a book out. I was at Gitmo. So it was a major thing. We're the first radio station at Gitmo. But the biggest reaction I got the first night there was either Ben or Jerry was author of a book. And we had him on, you know, he was on a book tour. He doesn't know any better. And it got pretty intense. He went nuts yesterday during the testimony of RFK Jr., but it wasn't about RFK Jr. It was their favorite thing, Gaza, which brings us back to a point that Dan and I always make.
You have the Ben cut if you want that.
Okay, yeah. That they're getting their information, he may be too, from TikTok. And how's that going with the TikTok ban? Well, Trump, I think, is just going to put it off again. So I thought we were all on board TikTok spying on us, I have a story here from Fox 29 about students with computers that may be coming. Yeah, the Chromebook Challenge. Schools alert parents of dangerous social media trend. Kids are using a special technique to set their Chromebooks on fire. Many schools, including one in Medford, Challenge, have sent out letters to parents notifying them of the Chromebook Challenge. What they do is they... This challenge encourages students to intentionally damage or break their school-issued Chromebooks and share the act online for attention. The Wallingford Swarthmore School District, to talk to your child, responsible use of this.
Don, what they're doing is they're
Yeah, they stick a pencil.
Yeah, it's, well, no, it's a metal object into the charging port, and they're short-circuiting the battery and causing, essentially, the computers to light on fire.
Right. And I don't
Look
know.
Look at Henry over here laughing at this.
I'm sorry. If I were in high school and this was a trend, I'd be doing it too. I'm not a good person. I wasn't a good person in high school. I'll
the
say
point,
that much.
Are they getting it from somewhere? And it seems to be social media, a.k.a. maybe TikTok. And this is one of the dangers, one of the things we've talked about. And yet we go on with it. It seems to be stalled. Maybe if those kids could go to school later, they wouldn't be setting their school-issued computer on fire. Okay. Sticking metal objects and or pencils
That's
in
the
there.
Solution.
That's the solution. Yeah. You wake up later, I'm not going to do that then. All right, here is Rashida Tlaib. I would say probably the most insufferable, and that's saying something, of the entire squad, just breaking down.
They illegally evict Palestinian families, Mr. Speaker, and demolish homes and deny Palestinians basic human rights. We honor those all around the world. I want them to know that Congresswoman Cori Bush and I see you. We know the suffering. We know that there's lasting harms of settler colonialism, as well as ethnic cleansing and apartheid. There are days that I feel so alone in this chamber as the only Palestinian American serving in Congress. The dehumanization and the anti-Palestinian racism here is painful, especially when my colleagues remain silent on the starvation of children and vote to send more bombs to the Israeli government while they commit war crimes with impunity. Today we are witnessing a genocide in Gaza. So many human rights organizations, advocacy groups, NGOs, folks on medical mission have confirmed. The campaign to erase Palestinians from existence is happening right now, live streamed for all of us to see, while the world sits and does nothing. Palestinians were right. The Nakba never ended. Across Gaza, the medical system has been deliberately destroyed. The Israeli government is using starvation as a weapon of war, which is a war crime. The thousands of trucks carrying food and life-saving aid sit blocked at the border while Palestinian families starve. Instead of agreeing to a ceasefire, war criminal Netanyahu is now preparing a full-scale assault to ethnically cleanse and forcibly expel the entire Palestinian population from Gaza and to flatten and permanently occupy the land. This was always their plan. He said it himself. Israeli forces have killed more than 52,000 Palestinians, and nearly 70% of them were women and children. Babies who did not live to see their first birthday. There are thousands more who are dismembered, unrecognizable, burned alive, buried beneath the rubble, and presumed dead. Nearly 1.9 Palestinians have been displaced once again. Each year, our country sends billions of dollars to maintain this apartheid state and support the ongoing ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people. Our country is complicit, Mr. Speaker, because with our nation is funding this genocide. The Israeli government will not stop until we place an arms embargo. Majority of Americans support it. We must save lives, no matter faith or ethnicity. A child is a child. My city's only crime in the eyes of the Israeli apartheid government was that she was born Palestinian.
You want me to fast forward to where she breaks down, though?
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear that. And just while you're doing that, Dan, there's a big meltdown here. No. We're not shedding any tears here. We know exactly what the Israelis are after, killing every single one of Hamas, one of them. Here's the end.
I pray that the ongoing Nakba against the Palestinians will end. And one day they will be free. Mr. Speaker, I want to talk about something that's happening right here in our backyard.
And then she switches to another.
Yeah. I have no sympathy, not even the slightest. There's no humanity here. There's nothing that I feel other than, okay, then. We know about October 7th. We know what's going on there. And we know that the president, there's not been a lot of media coverage of some of the inroads he's made. So I'm willing to give a little space there. Although, you know, I'm not a fan of saying these societies like Saudi Arabia are okay. They're not. But I realize in his position, he's trying to move them forward. All right, let me go to, let's go to Joe of Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Mm-hmm. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon. You often bring up the inadequacies of the district attorney, Larry Krasner. My nostalgia is for the former district attorney, Lynn Abraham. She was endearing as a person and no nonsense as district attorney of Philadelphia.
That is a great one, Joe. Yeah, and Seth Williams was a lot better with his own personal flaws than Larry Krasner, without a doubt. Yeah, how did we stumble into this whole thing with Krasner and just outrage after outrage? Well, it's what's wrong with Philadelphia. The Kevin Bacons of the world, that jerk. We play you talking about the Peabody Award and how brilliant he thinks Larry Krasner is. All right? And the one thing that seemed to spring people into action was shoplifting. So Krasner has tried to tamp that down. Let him get elected again, and we'll see a lot more of it. All right, I'm coming to your calls, 855-839-1210. But first, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody!
Where has all the money gone?
That's right. As always, this week we're playing for a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus New Hampshire Fisher Cats at First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania, on Thursday, June 12th. Wait a minute. Stop for a minute. I thought I saw the sun out there. No, that is partially one sliver. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com. All right, what do we have?
All right, Dom. So today we're asking for something you're nostalgic for. And
yes.
I think a lot of people born in the 90s, even the 2000s, will be nostalgic for this band I'm about to play you.
Okay.
They have a patriotic title as their band name. They've been on hiatus for the last 13 years. It's been 13 years since they've released their last album. And I got to say, I miss them. I mean, they put out absolute banger after banger in the mid-aughts. I can't believe it's been this long since they've released any music. But so to say, they have a an album releasing sometime this year, so they say.
They have
one single out right now from that album. I'm not going to play that single today.
Okay.
Instead, I'm going to play them covering Def Leppard here. I want to know the name of this band covering Def Leppard.
They're not Joe Pesci. I'll give them that. I want to die.
Kind of sounds like Joe Pesci, to be honest.
All right, identify that, and you're off with three friends to see the Reading Phillies.
A little bit about this band, Dom.
Yes.
Over 12 million albums worldwide.
Wow.
Ranked top 100 artists of the 2000s.
Mm-hmm. That is a bit surprising, but there's different tastes. All right, 855-839-1210. Get in. We'll get an answer to that. We'll take more of your calls. And upcoming, this White Marsh thing is not the only place that's chickened out from having an event. Gloucester Township with Mayor, someone reminded me, they have too. I'll tell you about that. And what's the mindset that says, nope, we can't do family events, parades, because some people are going to cause difficulties, potentially. All straight ahead, Talk Radio 12.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pep. It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, nostalgia. Today, McDonald's founded in the 1940s. It was a drive-in, not a drive-through. So we're doing that something nostalgic to you. And Henry has something nostalgic here. This group that finally is going to be back with us. Tell us who it is. All right, let's go to Tony and Delco. Tony, hi. Who's the group?
This is total guess. I'm going to guess America.
No.
All righty. All right, 855-839-1210. You got any other clue on this?
I mean, it's a patriotic band name. I can say that much.
Right. All right.
They, again, peaked probably in the 2000s. This was their concert, the VH1 Rock Honors in 2006 that you're hearing here. How else would I put them? Do you have anything else, Dan? I don't know. Yeah. Guess we'll have to wait and see.
All right. 855-839-1210. We'll get a winner here. Call in. And we'll put you on when we have a winner then. Let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel. Hey, Scott. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. I'll tell you that Rashida Tlaib, there's so many. I don't think she said one factually correct thing in her whole diatribe. But the biggest thing is this was their plan all along. She's talking about the Israelis.
Yes.
No. The plan is Hamas to wipe out the Jews. That's the plan all along. And the other thing is, did the Israelis plan to be attacked on October 7th? No, they didn't.
Well, so in fact, it was shocking how bad their security and intelligence was on that attack day. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and now that they were attacked, now it's like I come up and I punch you in the face and say, well, ceasefire. Give me a break. Now we're supposed to have a ceasefire after they get their shots in. It's ridiculous.
No, exactly. And on and on and on. And TikTok is helping to fuel this. That's where people get their information. We've lost sight of what was done on October 7th. There's no media out there that continuously reminds people all that we see or that this type of diatribe. Yeah.
Yeah, and really, it's the Palestinians that are the ones that are using their people, or Hamas is using them as this human shield. So if they're getting killed, I mean, Israel goes to great lengths to try to avoid hitting civilians, and it's Hamas and the Palestinians that make it impossible to do that.
Yeah, what's your theory on the lack of endorsement, Scott, by the FOP?
Well, if you want to put a positive spin on it, I think it's possible that, unfortunately, there are a lot of people in Philadelphia that don't like the police. I mean, it's a very left-wing place.
Right.
And perhaps if the police endorse one candidate, that signals, to a lot of people in Philadelphia to vote for the other one.
But remember, they're not just the police. They tell me this all the time. They are a labor union.
Well, I listen to your show, as you know, religiously, and I've never heard that said before. I've never thought of them as a labor. I mean, they're considered the police.
Right. That's what they consider themselves. And, Scott, I'm saying it because their brothers, the building trades, have put it on the line here all out, and I commend them. They're going against the flow because they have in Dugan a guy that's sensitive to stuff but is a veteran, all the great things. He's a perfect candidate. The police have to endorse, in my mind. It's shameful.
Well, but building trade unions are seen as Democrats. They are seen as left-wing.
Okay.
So the people that live in Philadelphia, which are mostly Democrats, that endorsement might get them to vote for someone. The cops are seen as right-wing, against certain people, whatever the case may be. And, there's people that will go against the cops no matter what. I mean, I'm just throwing out a theory.
I hear you, and everybody's got to look out for themselves. But what am I supposed to do when I see an existential threat here and my protectors that I admire second to none? I admire the police if I had to choose more than the military for the simple reason the military we support, the cops, you have the mob that doesn't. They have it harder.
If the FOP's goal in this, if it is what I said, is to get the right DA elected,
right,
they are protecting you. I mean, you got to win the election. As you always say, we got to win. Forget everything else. They can say the right thing, but if we don't win, it's meaningless.
Well, that's why you got to support them. Raise money, support them.
Well, raising money, I would agree with that, would help them. I mean, like I said, I don't know if it helps for them to get more votes for someone by not endorsing this guy. That way, a lot of the people
that
are
saying
the
police,
lefties
the police,
would vote for him.
Right, are so bad, maybe to go on the down low and not endorse him. I could buy that.
Yeah, because some of the people say, if they get this new DA, if the police like this DA, that means he's going to go after all of us and he's going to, whatever, stuff they come up with.
I gotcha. Who's your nostalgia? What's your nostalgia, Scott?
I'll tell you what I miss the days when sports media, when people said what they wanted in the media, they went after each other. You didn't have all this coach speak. You had Buddy Ryan going after Mike Ditka and vice versa.
Right.
You had the media ask Dallas Green what happened with him and Luzinski, and he says, well, he called me Hitler and I called him fat. I mean, that's good
great
stuff.
Great line from Dallas Green. Yeah, Dallas Green's not going to survive today. You're right.
That's what I miss.
That's a good line. Thank you, Scott. That is a great line there. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Dan will take your call. We'll get a winner here.
Let me give one more hint on that.
Go ahead.
And I want everyone who's playing Money Melody to listen to my words very carefully. All right? I don't want to have to move along from the Money Melody here. But if I have to, I will keep it my dirty little secret.
There you go.
Even if it gives you hell.
All right.
Dom, what he just did there.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at Morris code here for that. Yes. All right. So if you can't get it on that, you mustn't know that genre at all.
At some point, you might just want to play the first 5 seconds of that one.
Literally.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Those clues, you ought to be calling them right now. We'll send you off to the Reading Phillies. Get with Dan. He's standing by, and we will get a winner. By the way, I mentioned a moment ago. All right. So we have over in White Marsh, if you missed it at the top of the show, the parade, the whole thing. They are going to, I think because of pressure, I salute them for doing this. May 22nd, a week from today, 6:30, I'm going to go to this. Hopefully get some sound from various parties there. They're going to give you a breakdown of why, apparently, they're not going to do the parade. They're going to show all the things that went into this decision. I can hardly wait. But at least they're responding to that. Gloucester Township in April put their big night, their family night, on hiatus. I do know now it's indefinitely after more than 40 years. They have had trouble with gangs of kids. So we know some of it is due to Murphy and the former attorney general. Remember the whole thing? Oh, we know that police are bigoted. Remember this? we passed now recreational marijuana laws. That means they can't go after adults of color. They're going to go after kids of color then. Remember that? So they put in all the stuff that what the cops can't do and what happened at the Jersey Shore. And it will continue this summer. It's going to be difficult. And now some events like Belmar had a carnival recently, and Gloucester Township has, as I'm looking at the news account, indefinitely said, no, we're not going to do this family night thing because they have big trouble. Well, should the response be, well, Don, what are you going to do? You know what the response should be. Call in as many cops, as much as you need. Lock every single one of them up. Tell the public that you're going to be monitoring what judges do. Name names. Follow the trail. Can you just capitulate to this stuff? How much capitulation? Now, at least Gloucester Township had problems. Belmar, problems. They haven't had any problem over in White Marsh. They say there's not just no credible threat. There's no threat. They're doing this on their own with this police chief. Are you kidding me? All right, we're going to have on tomorrow our listener who got the petition together around this, calling it out beautifully. But Gloucester Township is doing it. How can you remain in office? Is that what people want? We've gotten into a period. All right, we're talking nostalgia. What would happen in the past around something like this? You would be voted out of office. There'd be big trouble if you didn't say, we're going to hold this. We're going to have enough cops there. You are not going to destroy it. We're making this a red line. We're saying, no, whatever we have to do, bring in the state police, bring in whatever you have to do. Well, why do that? Let's just let them, if there's enough of a threat here, social media and the like, we're going to capitulate. All right. So the person that sent it to me, that's a real good example. All right. Let's go to Chris in South Jersey. Let's see what's happening here on Money Melody. Hey, Chris, welcome in. Who's the band?
Tom, I think it's the All-American Reject.
All right, Chris, I would ask, how the heck did you know that?
I called my grandson.
Beautifully done. That is a great answer. Enjoy the game, Chris. Yes. Oh, my God. That's what we welcome. That's great research.
If you didn't catch it at the end there, what Henry did is he took three of their most famous hits, strung them along together into one thought there, and that might have been the winner there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right, so we got a winner, and off to the Reading Phillies. Enjoy. We'll have one more tomorrow. Money Melody, around 2:13 each day. All right, here's how you get in. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. What should these towns do? Now, it's easy for me to say, if they would agree to come on, they can try to make their argument. So the mountain won't come to Mohammed. Mohammed's going to the mountain of White Marsh. I'll be there 6:30 a week from today, May 22nd, on Flowertown Road at the Colonial Elementary School. I give them credit for being willing to hold an event, and they're going to explain their side. I'm amazed. I think it's going to be almost cartoonish, to put it mildly. But I'll be there. We'll get some sound. I encourage listeners to go, particularly if you live in the area or you can't believe this stuff. Go. Coming up, which grocery chain, and people are partial, maybe growing up and they stick with it, to a grocery store chain, like some of the big ones, Acme, Giant, Costco, Wegmans is new. Which one in the Philadelphia area, the largest grocery store by market share, this grocery store, or place that sells groceries, has 16.4% in the Philadelphia metro area, meaning Philadelphia and all those surrounding counties, and I guess the South Jersey counties. It has almost, well, 16.5% people shop for their groceries there. I was really surprised by this. 855-839-1210. Hey, don't miss out on the memorial sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. Going on right now with prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites, save big with rescue rollback pricing, generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of the 1250 omega-3s, which I take, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 rescue products to tackle your health goals. Now remember, 2010 rollback prices and the memorial deals are going on now through May 29th. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game.
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch.
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Dom Giordano Show coming up on the lightning round, but get yours in. Something you're nostalgic about. Largest grocers by market share in Philadelphia. Surprisingly to me, Wegmans, which I really like, not one near me, but 5.7%. BJ's Wholesale Club, 4.5%. ShopRite, only 3.7%. That surprised me. Target, 3.5%. Whole Foods, that's a niche, 2.5%. The biggies, Giant, 12.8%. I might have declared them the winner, but I definitely would have said that Acme Markets would be the winner. They're at 15.8%, but they're not.
Acme.
Most people in the Philadelphia area shop for their groceries 16.4% at Walmart.
Huh.
I just can't imagine a selection. And it's not a supermarket in there, the Walmart that I know.
They're good now, man. Some of these Walmarts are beautiful.
Sorry, I'm not buying
some good produce.
I can't imagine. That's the first area I was going to go
after. One of them
I
walk into, you look left, and it looks like a ShopRite. It's, you know, it's like half the store is a Shopper.
I got to see
or
it.
Acme.
They're not in the business of that. All things to all people. That's a loser, I think. But they're the winner. And now they're talking about raising prices, tariff, and all that stuff. But did that surprise you, Dan?
No. No. And this is surprising. They're the leader nationwide, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, Philadelphia area. Oh, Philadelphia metro area. Yes. I don't see Aldi or
Yeah, no,
Aldi
it doesn't surprise
here.
Me because I feel there's a ton of, I hate to use a liberal phrase, but the phrase food desert, I do think applies to a lot of Philadelphia.
Right.
And Walmart does fill that void where I think they come in and have the produce and the groceries.
I got to check the produce. That's the first thing I look at in a market to determine, you know, blindfold me, bring me in the produce aisles. If it looks mealy and all that, that's a problem. All right, let's go to Eileen, Gloucester Township, which is ruled by a petty little dictator named Mayor. I'm not making it up. When I say that, people say, oh, come on, the guy's name can't be Mayor. It is Mayor. M.M., Eileen in Gloucester Township. Hi, Eileen. Welcome in.
Hi. How you doing, Dom?
Good.
I'm calling in reference to the mob scene that we had last year at our fundraiser for scholarship.
Right.
It was Belmar this year. We had 100 kids, okay, that came.
Right.
Belmar had 400 kids, okay. I didn't know how you would anticipate that many kids were going to show up. And where would you get all the police officers? We had policemen from the surrounding towns come and help our policemen last year.
Right.
Okay. And we weren't dealing with Pensauken also had the same issue last year. However, the reason that nothing really gets done is because of our illustrious Attorney General with all the restrictions he put on our policemen. Okay, number one. Number two, Mr. Hutchinson, who is legislature, now he used to be councilman in our township, now he's state legislature. He tried to get a bill passed for stiffer sentences for these kids and the adults who participate in these mob scenes. And the other restriction that they put was no masks, okay?
Right.
Murphy vetoed it because of the mask. Because, are you ready? Because they might be wearing it for medical reasons or
right.
religious
well,
reasons.
Look, I mean, you're doing a
are
great
job. Are you kidding me?
You're doing
me?
A great job of laying it out, and I understand it. But you notice places like Wildwood, and we'll have the mayor on. They're taking bolder steps, and they're getting closer to dealing with this. So is your position in the end, then, they just can't have this event?
No, I would want the event, but I would want more penalties for people who come in and do what they do, okay? And the policemen's hands are tied because they're juveniles,
right?
Okay? And they can't, God forbid, you can't, you know, prosecute a juvenile. And where are the adults in this picture? Somebody's dropping them off. If they're not getting Uber,
right.
okay, to come in, how are they getting there, okay? Where are the parents?
Well, look, we're all in agreement, and I understand the playing field. I'm not negating that. But I still am in the camp that you just can't be canceling these events.
No, you can't, okay? But I'm telling you that the policemen's hands are tied, okay? And they don't get any cooperation from the state in reference to what they can do and what they can't do. And it's just sickening, okay, that other people – this is a scholarship event. Okay, for the kids in our
right.
township. And it wasn't the kids in our township that participated. These were kids
right.
from other areas.
I
okay.
understand. Thank you, Eileen. Look, I understand the playing field carefully. We'll be broadcasting from Farley a week from tomorrow, our annual event, and we'll have Mayor Ernie on. I know they've drawn up some of it, and we'll see if we can get on maybe Keith Hartzell over in Ocean City. What are they going to do? Remember, Ocean City, of all places, you had these punks. You know, a little bit more affluent, and they had to put all those restrictions in with you can't be on the sand and all this stuff and time and everything else. They seem to get sort of a hand. Now, this is a little bit different. This is rioting. But you got to make a choice ultimately here. Despite the Murphys, and I do hope Jack Cittarelli makes this an issue in the whole deal here. Ah, well, wait a minute. I don't know if I'll go to a chef that calls it sauce.
Not only is he a chef, he's a guy that brings the homemade sauce.
I renounce
every remote.
I renounce ever taking anything from this guy. Let's go to, I thought it was chief. I thought a police chief was calling in. So, Dan, would you do the event in Gloucester Township with Mayor or no?
Yeah.
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 You have to ask for the National Guard. You have to go to the police. I mean, just one thing to Eileen. This is a guy who made national news, Mayor, same guy who cancels this event. Because he thought people shouldn't be out trick-or-treating, I think he said after 6:30 or 7 o'clock, and he had the fire trucks throughout the whole Gloucester Township.
That's ridiculous.
Telling people to go home. Stu Bykofsky went after more than I did. Yet, he'll capitulate on this. You can't capitulate. We know how bad Murphy is in this attorney general. The previous attorney general was worse. So what are Wildwood and Ocean City going to do this year? Are they going to capitulate and say, nope, we can't do anything because they won't listen to us, these juveniles? You don't mess with Ocean City. Remember when they had the problem, with the seagulls? What did they do? They brought this guy in that looked like that weird scientist in Independence Day with the owl and the hawks and all. And they hunted down the seagulls. And the seagulls said, I don't think Ocean City, buddy. Don't go there. They got an owl, like thousands of feet in the air. An owl. They're not going to let you ruin Ocean. Would you get Keith on?
Keith,
maybe tomorrow, Dan, because we'll have other people on, and then he'll be with us at Mulligan's. But yeah, get Keith Hartzell on tomorrow. What's Ocean City going to do this year? Ernie will get on with Farley. But Chef Dave, we love Chef Dave in Oakland. Let's see how he answers the big question, though. Hey, Chef Dave, welcome in, and thanks for all the goodies you bring us.
Sauce or gravy?
It's sauce, Dom. That's what us Italians call it.
Well, I don't know. I think the most authentic Italians I know are in South Philly. Isn't that the capital? When you think of Italian in this area, what place do you think of as the biggest Italian brand?
Well, in South Jersey, Pennsylvania, yes, it is Philadelphia.
It's South Philly.
My family was from Newark. Yeah, South Philly.
Okay.
Course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love South Philly.
Okay. Well, why do you think it's sauce? Why do you think it's sauce?
Well, I texted all my Italian friends from Italy, and they all kept saying sauce.
Oh, man.
Why?
Now we got the Italian Americans versus the true Italians going on here now.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm Italian American, so, you know.
My man.
All right. So what are you nostalgic about, Dave? What's your answer today?
Deers and robots. Everything at Fusion Robots was great. Made in America. I have a log splitter my father-in-law bought in 1982.
Well, wait a minute.
It still works.
Dave, you're on to something because you probably know, maybe listeners don't. Sears and Robots would sell you, build your own house at one point, was in the catalog. That you could build your own house.
Yeah, you could buy them.
You could buy a house that you would build from Sears and Robots.
Yeah,
exactly.
I see them once in a while for sale.
A log splitter.
You know, if you go on Trula.
Yeah.
And you see a Sears of Roebuck's house for sale.
Unbelievable.
This is like 50 years later.
Yeah.
And you know what Walmart did to get rid of Sears of Roebuck?
What?
They told us all that everything they bought was made in America, and they lied to us. It was all made in China.
That is a great call. I don't know if Walmart knocked them off, but you notice Walmart is resilient. Amazon was knocking them off. What do? They start delivering sort of with stuff and all, you know? I thought the internet knocked Sears and Roebuck out too. But Dan, imagine ordering a home from Sears and Roebuck. Not that they're building. I think you build it, but you get the materials.
What the hell?
A Sears home.
Just going to show up with a bunch of raw materials? And
I got to say, that was pretty good.
Building a home?
That was pretty good.
Imagine me out there
building
a home?
People would love that today.
Actually. Oh, yeah. That's a pretty good call, to put it mildly. He really hit a lot of bases.
$997 for modern home number 264B206. 1916.
Wow.
Yeah. Imagine living in a day when we had phone books, too. If you wanted to call someone, you had a phone book. Their name and number was in it.
Or if you wanted to test your strength.
Well, that's
true,
too.
In half.
And what's better, to have the area code or to have Howard was one of the things you dialed. H-O-W-A-R-D. That was an area code that was South Philly, Howard.
I mean, should it be like a... I don't know.
Howard.
Giuseppe?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Giuseppe. That's right.
Dial Giuseppe from South Philly?
No, you know what you dial? Gravy.
No.
There you go. You dial gravy.
Dial sauce.
All right. 855. Thanks, Chef Dave. We'll see you soon. 855-839-1210. It is the lightning round next on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, it is the lightning round. Nostalgia today. McDonald's, 1940, and it was a drive-in, not a drive-through. The Earl of Tacony, the master of something like this. Earl, what do you have today?
First off, with phone numbers. Phone numbers used to be localized by certain neighborhoods.
Yes.
You knew where someone lived or where a company was. In fact, the only thing that they does that now is the city. All city numbers are 686, which stands for MU6, which was municipal.
Yes. Huh. Yeah. Exactly.
And I already told you the story before about the Lincoln Drive-In being an adult movie drive-in back before they closed, where the tractor trailers used to park on the boulevard and they'd watch from their cabs as the movie was playing.
That's the most calls we've gotten in months of people bothering Henry back there of great knowledge of drive-in porn theaters. Yeah. Yes. God.
But my answer is going to be just generalized patriotism. I was around during the bicentennial celebration, and I remember seeing they used to have the geese signs. The Delaware River Port Authority had signs up directing people to the different bridges because they were from out of town. They were building hotels over. They were selling all sorts of stuff. Part of it was for the money. Part of it was for the patriotism. We're already 1 year away from the yep. Chester Centennial, and I'm not seeing any patriotism. You know, I'm not seeing any marketing coming to Philadelphia and celebrating the 250th anniversary of the country.
Thank you. Looking back and looking forward. That's true. Drew in Upper Darby. Hi, Drew.
Hey, Dom. Thanks so much. You know, Dom, it seems as though we're moving more towards a desensitized society. And here's what I miss. I miss when neighbors looked out for his fellow neighbors. You know, Dom, when I was growing up, 90% of the mothers were stay-at-home moms, and everybody knew each other. This mom would look out for these kids and, you know, and so forth. And I learned this from when I carried the mail. I watched it evolve. Like, neighbors don't even know right. each other anymore.
Thank you. You were calling people uncle who was not your uncle, you know? It was just a guy in the neighborhood to look up. Yeah, true.
You can talk to our neighbors.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I think it's the moment of truth. I have one call that I really liked and the answer, but I may be in the minority. Dan, what did you like?
I really like that last call of neighbors. Yes. But, the out-of-the-box answer, Dom, I think we can all agree on today. The drive-in movie theaters for triple X rated movies.
Ah, okay. I don't know who said that.
That
in
was
the beginning.
Joe in Columbus answer.
Oh, that's well. He said it.
He said drive-in movies.
Yeah, and I responded to that about it.
Right,
so
that's when everyone started coming in. Yeah. Like you're pronouncing it wrong.
Right.
The softcore one was
really
the Lincoln.
Didn't do it. What about Chef Dave? No.
Yeah, I like Chef Dave.
Chef Dave is good too. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like the overall. And his was again.
Sears and Roebuck with the house.
Yes, yeah, buying the house from Sears and Roebuck. You can't believe it. Sears and Roebuck even exists now?
I think there's a Sears somewhere.
Is there? And then when they did their ads, the softer side of Sears, like I would buy clothes from there.
They emerged from bankruptcy 2022, okay. Sears Holding, Dom, with only 22 stores remaining nationwide.
Oh, my God. All right. You learn something every day. We got.
Oh, wow. As of December 2024, only 8 Sears stores remaining, Dom.
And how about the Blue Light Special? Kmart. I don't think they exist.
Oh, please, yes. No.
No. I love the Blue Light Special. All right, Richie always next. He's got 4 big hours with you. Back tomorrow, noon until 3. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.